All right. All right, start at the bottom of Resh Chav Ches, and I will try to finish the parak today. So just to mention what I said without the recording, so I mentioned yesterday that every night of Chanukah, one of the Yud Gimel Tzrachamim is shining, and that corresponds to the 13 words of the first bracha. So it means that every night to have the extra kavana with that particular word. So tonight's the third night, so it's the third word, Bracha to Hashem. So to have extra kavanah with the word Hashem, Hashem means Hayavi, the one that was, is, and always will be Hashem. And it's connected to the midah of Chanon, Kel, Racham, V'Chanon. Chanon is Chanon means Chain. Chain means can't loving someone for no reason, like without reason, without even a way that you could explain it yourself. You guys, it's Chain. It's like he's Bachain. You know, he just has something about him you like. So that's also, you know, think of Hashem, it's like, you know, we love him for no reason, he loves us for no reason. That's midah Hashem. It's good to think about that. Okay, so let's see in the bottom. We'll just finish up.
Practically, what does that mean to
have extra kavan with the word? Kipshuta. You know? Pir Shamilas. As I said, Hayavi, the one that, you know, just to pay more emphasis, pay more attention, put more emphasis on that word.
And what's
chain? Chain is an attraction that can't be explained. Right? Like the Gemara says that there are three things that a person has
chain.
It's an inexplicable attraction. Like you like something for you can't explain why. Like the Gemara says there are three things that a person that there's chain, which is the neighborhood a person lives in, a house, or the person where the person lives. Like other people can say, like, I don't get it, but it's chayin. Who a person's married to is also chayin, and what a person does for a living is also chayin. So it's like, again, it could be something no one else is thinking, like, that'll be torturous, you know, any one of those things, but to that person it's chayin. It's an inexplicable connection. So that's Hashem. Just the first bracha, right. And I said, when you get to the eighth night, so then it's that's why it's called Zayis Chanukah. Like the Chashivas of Zayis Chanukah is the fact that it's that the remainder of the Yudim Zerachim are shining in that night. I mean, it's called Zayis Chanukah because the laning of the last day is Zayis Chanukah Samizbeach, right? But the Milo, the Chashivas of it, is the fact that the bulk of the Yudim Zerachim from 8 through 13 is shining in that night. That's the significance of it.
So you should say Hashem's name should have
Hayavi,
but also think of
Chayin. Yeah, you know, listen, it might be hard to have both at the same time, but, you know, it's, you know, this you can, you know. That's the simple, you know, the simple taich.
I'm not doing anything, I was just asking a question.
No, the simple taich of the word, you give it like Baruch means blessed, you know, so you give it means the one that was, is, and always will be. That's what it means. Like, doesn't mean you have to like think.
Does the
Matthias is the way? Yeah.
Is it
just
like if you say Baruch Ata and then you're thinking about it?
So it's not. It's not a hefsek, but you could, like, you know, by the Mekubal, the minhag is more to sing something, say, you know,
schlep it out,
or. A tenua, a niggin, something like that, to schlep it out. But I mean, theoretically, just a pause is also not a hefzik, but because you're not spacing out, you're trying to do something. But it's good to to make it a little bit of a hemshech or something, to schlep it out in some way. You know, that's what they do. Okay, so let's see in the bottom. Gam bezeh loy seichel chadash chidshu. Again, going back to what he said before of this idea, going back to Mr. Chumagid, of using, right, just remind ourselves, of using triggers of human emotions, of regular earthly emotions, and building it up from there to become something significant and of this Hashem, right? The Moshe lady said of like making a little fire with twigs, and then from there the big fire becomes caught. So he said the same thing. So, you know, you want to feel Avos Hashem. So first think about how much you love your family or how much you love, whatever it is. And then from there, get to Avos Hashem. Mm-hmm. So ask the PSS, and they asked, it's not, the mashal is small to big. The minshal is one species of love to another species of love. It's altogether different. The answer is it's not different. It's not different. It's the same. It's a Jewish person's love to all things is Avos Hashem too. So it's just a matter of getting it from smaller to bigger. So he says, this is also not such a chiddush. Again, that's what he's reiterating. It's not like the Baal Shem Tov, like, it's not a chlokes. It's not like he came up with this and no one else like believed in it. Rakanal, his galus vavoidus chasidus, ilagalus ha'ar gamen amichus. That's the giloy of chasidus. The Baal Shem Tov revealed this deeper truth, which was always there, but it wasn't on the surface. It wasn't avoida. It wasn't able to be used in avoida because it wasn't actualized yet. Vagamen has, so that's what chasidus is, to reveal the light even in low places like Hanukkah. Vagamen hamidus and atias achushias, that even one's midas and one's natural inclinations, lasis avoidi lo Hashem, to turn that into an avoida. Vagam him kadosha, that they're also holy, but having yispol, and from there a person can become activated and invigorated in avoidas Hashem. Lochen kol chasid yachal yispol l'slayif. Therefore, any chassid is able to become excitable and to become caught on fire. And if a person has the hard time to become, inspired, then yishamish gam be'etzes chushiyus k'dei lispoil ben. Then a chassid uses, things of this world to use as triggers. K'gayin hashi yisa b'sefer kodesh lamin l'melech, parashas lech lecha, like you find in parashas lech lecha, b'adhin l'melech, and the pasuk ha'beidna shemayma. So he says, paraphrasing what he says over there, "Ubiyaisa yachal adam liras roim muskel," that a person can see the greatness of Hashem, "Babita Hashemayim," when one sees the heavens, right? "V'roya kechavim mesiloisam," and sees the stars, their patterns and so on. "Umezay yavil adam yira lahavin roim musis barach," and from there, a person can, sort of extrapolate to the greatness of Hashem. But again, it's from small to big. It's not from one type to another type. "Bayin shamay mizeh." And he says even another thing. He says a person can use their imagination. Kila roi bain of mamish. Use your imagination to imagine the Beis Hamikdash. V'omim beis kadosh kachim, and you're standing in the kadosh kachim. It's imagination, which is very earthly and nefesh bahamistic. So the answer is, but that's also created by Hashem. Like my shisa beis aron, or another example in the sefer beis aron. Sheitzar like kaidim atfila. This is a little bit, it's a little intense. That before davening, imagine yourself shesheichiv bekever, b'yisurin gadol, that you're ready in the grave. And they're telling you, come back to life and daven. So it's like to see yourself as dead and coming back to life. And that person goes to daven. Right? So we quoted this before in Chavis HaTamidim. Even to have a lechaim in chesidim, hergila chesidim. So again, that's an example I said before. That's also something that became commonplace by chesidim. Ubechlal tziva Baal Shem Tov zatzal al tachbulay sheyivakish leyish k'may sheyivanu kvar b'achsharas avreichim. And this is what the Baal Shem Tov bechlal taught to come up with eitzes, to figure out tricks in order to get a person going. Gam b'tachbulas gufnias, even earthly and very human tricks. La'iras chushav, to awaken one's senses, and matias agufnias, and to activate one's emotions and so on. The kedusha yishamish, and being used for kedusha. Even shagam behem yavres Hashem. Again, so that's what chassidus does. And obviously, it goes without saying, it has to be in check and it has to be guided properly. And that's why you find by some tzaddikim that by certain anhagas that the chassidim would do. So the tzaddikim would sort of you have to rein it in sometimes. So. That's the way it is, but the general approach is what the Baal Shem Tov taught, and that's the idea that even Kalim is again made of a likus, and that's how it manifests. The way this is Hashem.
According to everything we're learning, it's not have to be very it's not even an even. It's like it's almost the lechachila, right? The thing is to use your.
So this is this. I've spoken about this before. Let's say b'kitzer, but there is still a debate even amongst chassidim about this particular strategy. What exactly is the best approach? So, the mashal, the way he's presenting it is really the way of Poyla Shechasidim and things like that, which is like lechatchila. You go, you use your, earthly emotions, earthly, imagination, and go like that. That is a malach, huh?
It sounds like using katnus to get the godless.
So it's using your nefesh abam, it's using the imagination. Yeah, that's the approach that he's presenting.
He's saying in kashala. And it's hard for you, meaning if you don't have to, then
if you, so the question is if you don't have to, the question is so it's unnecessary, or is there a bidyevit over here? So the truth is, in Chabad, like the Baal Tanya It's an extreme shita the other way. It's then, well, that was still within Chassidus, obviously, but the Baal Tanya held that this is only, that he didn't like this. He said that the beginning has to be with Seichel. The beginning has to be with thinking. And then from there, even if it's very hard to become inspired by the intellect, it has to start from there, and maybe just a little trickle of something, like you feel up to something, then you can, be mechazik it with using your imagination and so on. But for it to start with imagination, even if it's otherwise you're not going to feel anything, well, Tanya was against that. So it's different shitas. Nahar Nahar Pashta, there's different malachim.
But it's also, if I'm going out to be inspired, I want to go out at night, I'm looking at the stars, I'm looking at the reflex of Bahrain.
In Chabad, that's not this bainness. His bainness in Chabad is much more esoteric than that. It's thinking about Elikos. It's looking at the world and then contemplating the fact that all of this is being enlivened by a ray of Hashem's light, and that ray of light is nothing compared to the sun itself, so to speak. So the idea is to be mevatel all of heaven, and it's a much more spiritual and cerebral contemplation. It's not using the imagination so much.
It's not getting inspired like, whoa, this is so big. Like Chabad would say that if you're looking at the Neflois HaBarei, then you're saying that that's so
you're
great,
being mash-
and Hashem is also great. It's like because you're comparing them. Like
It's just the point is that you're not engaged in the Nefesh HaLakis. The Nefesh HaLakis doesn't care about the heavens. The Nefesh HaLakis sees all of this as a shell. So the hisbainus of Chabad, the Baal Tanya promoted, is to give the Nefesh HaLakis its voice. And then once it's engaged, then you can then the Nefesh HaBahamas can be engaged. But to start with the Nefesh HaBahamas, the Baal Tanya
allows it. The Nefesh HaLakis doesn't care about materialistic madrigas because it's meaning
it's beyond. Yeah. So this was the machlokes. This is the major machlokes of the Baal Tanya and others. Can one start with the Nefesh HaBahamas? Can you start with the imagination? Or does it have to start with more Seichel Nefesh HaLakis? And then it could be Nischazik and strengthened with the Nefesh HaBahamas. That's the Machlokes. it's different Malchim. No, it's different Malchim. But that's whatever. But it's obviously about Tanya's approach is much more difficult, especially nowadays. It's much more difficult, But he's saying it from the other way.
Saying even if you're not holding, you still have to do that.
Like, well, Baal Tanya would say, get holding. Like that's what he would say. It's an extreme shita. It's not for everybody. It's an extreme shita. That's the Baal Tanya help.
Jump on the
wagon. There you go. Alechtik Shabbos.